But when I came to Bembridge, it was paradise because I lived 150 yards or meters, if you want to use the modern terms, from the lifeboat pier. And of course, I was straight down there. I got myself a dinghy and I used to go out and have a mate lobster pots. Peter Smith, the coxswain at that time, took me under his wing, and I was slave labour cleaning the brass on the lifeboat, the old Jesse Lum, which is now we've got it back in Cowes, funny enough. It was in the Imperial War Museum for years. But the old Jesse Lum still had a funnel then, you know, the old lifeboat. It was here from 1939 to 1970, a 46-foot boat. And it was just wonderful to me because I could spend all my time in dinghies, fishing, catching lobsters, you know, all the old characters. Like, you've spoken to some of them, John Laugh, and there was the Holbrooks, the Attrells, the old boys that used to actually row in the old rowing lifeboats were my neighbours up the road. In fact, we moved into one of the Attrell brothers' houses. His brother lived next door, and they actually rowed in the old Victorian lifeboat that we've got now, the Queen Victoria. So you can imagine, as a boy, that was fantastic. You know, you move from to somewhere where it's just paradise to you, really, and you're in the environment that, you know, in your blood that you know you want to be in. It was a great place to grow up. You know, you could go snorkeling around the ledges, spear fishing. I remember all sorts of stories about catching lobsters, and that's probably why I got into diving, because I spent all my time in the water at that time. So you can imagine it was a good place to grow up.